Taiwan Special Tuesday. I was talking yesterday in the podcast weekly about conflict resolution in Asia and computer coding and how the computer coding, I'm getting into teaching. Yeah, I've been grabbing a few Taiwanese off the street and pulling them in, saying, here, let me show you computer code. Not totally off the street, but like going to friends and stuff and saying, hey, I want to show you this. And I've been trying it out on friends. You know, that's a big thing. There's a professional comedian local a few years back that I had the privilege of rubbing shoulders with. And I asked him a few times what he thought about, you know, like what he had to do. What was his, you know, I asked him what his creative process was. And he said, you've got to tell jokes on your friends and family and see what they think. You got to run them past the people around you before you take them to your audience. So that, well, I see, I'm taking the code through and I'm seeing what people's questions are going to be. And I'm seeing the challenges that people have. And I'm also seeing all the typographical errors that, somehow ended up in there. I'm not going to say typographical errors that I typed. I'm going to say typographical errors that ended up in there. See, I've got a blame shift, right? Right. So, that's been really interesting. I had a number of people look at me after seeing the computer code and they start staring over at me going, my goodness, this Jesse guy's a freaking genius. Like they have that look in their eyes and I'm going, oh my goodness, I don't deserve that look. Like I might understand this little tiny thing, but there's so much I don't know. Like there really is. I don't know everything to do in all computer code everywhere, but I really get the concept. The ideas of computer language really, really make sense to me. And so my whole goal in this computer code thing is not to teach you how to make the most airtight, perfect, unhackable software ever, because that's a myth anyway. And even then, as we get even somewhere in the zip code of that perfection level, I wouldn't even know how to go in there. But I get how the code works. Like it's not just something I memorized for a test. I know what's going on. And I explain that to people. Like I sit and talk and you see the computer code, you see the little pretty picture file window thingies on your computer moving around while you're typing in the terminal. Uh-huh. You see the connection. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, so, like one guy said, this guy said a few weeks ago, he said, Jesse, when you're teaching computer, I forgot that it was computer. It just made so much sense. So I am going to go all out and I am going to take this thing. I think I'm ready to wrap it up and put it into a computer curriculum and put it online. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. I've got four classes done. The last two, I just want to double check with everything on the spelling, but the last two classes should be, I don't know. I could launch them now. And then I've got a fifth class. Well, there's this PHP thing. I kind of want to toy around a little bit with PHP and show people some of the ropes, maybe help them build their own little something or other, but just introduce people to PHP. Why am I talking about computer? No, the cool thing with PHP is that you could make your own little mini login thingy and then like, you know, edit a post and then post it. Oh, look, it's on my cute little website thingy. Like you could do something like that. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Not decided yet, but I'm thinking about it. The thing is, you know, I go back and I say this again and again, that the Taiwanese education system is very, very obsessed with memorizing stuff. And from the teachers, it's a very top down, I'm talking, you're obeying, and there's not understanding. There was a kid this past week, I've been showing him how chemistry works. And I, you know, like we were doing some chemistry stuff in the kitchen. And I wasn't even trying to teach him chemistry. It's like, he's like, what's happening? Why is that bubbling? Why is that? This is a kid that was basically considered a dropout and a loser by his teachers. His parents were afraid that he wasn't going to go anywhere because he just doesn't have interest in academics. Lo and behold, the kid has lots of interest in academics. He just doesn't have interest in memorizing Taiwanese teaching style stuff where you know a bunch of information and have no fluffing clue how it works. or how it applies to anything that matters, or any type of matter, physical or imaginary, for that matter, or negative. Is there such a thing as negative matter, antimatter? So I just, you know, whatever. Just Taiwanese go through some memorized stuff, and they just become calculators, but they don't really know what it is that they're doing. And so this kid won't shut up about chemistry questions. I'm like, I don't know all this chemistry stuff. I get some stuff. I understand what some of this stuff is. I loved chemistry in high school, paid a lot of attention to it. But the organic, hands-on, right there in front of you demonstrated methods, they don't do that in Taiwan. And so if there's a way to get, if there's a way to get people to understand, I think that'd be great. So why not? So I think, you know, the computer curriculum thingy that I've got, I think I'm gonna put it online. I think I'm gonna put it up and set it up and send it out and let it, I'm gonna let it go. Marketing it to the Taiwanese would be a difficult thing. The issue is it would be all taught in English. So I suppose they could take the class in English. Maybe I could use a translator, or I could have some key words. There, you know what? That's a good idea. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're talking to me and that you're listening to me. And so you give me these great suggestions. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a vocabulary list as I do this. I'm trying to think if there was something else. Was there anything else I was going to mention today, George? Taiwan sit with the corona, with the virus, with the Wuhan virus. Nah, I don't call it a coronavirus because a cold and a flu are coronaviruses. It's a coronavirus. You know what they should call it is the Wuhan common pneumonia. That would really be, you know, the common cold or the seasonal flu. They should call it the common pneumonia. That I'm serious. It causes a little. It's a common cold that causes pneumonia. And you just got to get treated for pneumonia while the cold passes. I think that's basically it. And if you keep your symptoms calm enough, you don't agitate yourself, then you're not going to have a big problem. You know, I wonder, considering that the big problem is that this virus, just bear with me here for this. This is total speculation. Complete my well-informed idiot's view of what could be going on. China's air is fluffing dirty. It's filthy. You can't see your hand in front of your face. The air comes over here to Taiwan. We all start coughing and sneezing just because of the air. It's just freaking disgusting. Dirty, smelly, nasty country that doesn't contain our own mess. It's a noisy pig of a country to be next to. Really, really, really sad to say so. But it's a fact. I look out in the morning and I can't see some of the most beautiful mountains in the world because of that air coming over from China. So in China, they've got basically it's a common pneumonia. It's like a common cold, but it causes pneumonia. Over in these other countries, people aren't really dying from it much. More people, I think percentage-wise, more people die from the seasonal flu. And supposedly all the people that are dying happen to be over in the country that has this nasty, stinky, smelly, filthy, unhealthy, lung-irritating, pneumonia-related, filthy, dirty air. So I'm wondering if the big problem with this Wuhan common virus, the Wuhan common pneumonia, isn't so much that it's going to kill people, it's that it's more likely to prove fatal if you're breathing China's air. I don't know that. I'm just saying that I'm a Freakonomics guy. I'm a fan of Stephen Levitt, etc. And I like looking at numbers, and I'm looking at all the people that are dying, and they're not in Japan and Taiwan and Korea. They're over in the dirty country. Think about it. Anyhow, that was, well, then again, that goes back to being able to apply the information in front of you, which they just don't teach in Taiwan, do they? See you tomorrow.